Ah, the wet rooster and the coffee pour. What does that tell you? It tells you it's a wet Saturday morning and you're tuned in to Rosie on the House. It's every Arizona homeowner's weekend wake-up call. Good morning, y'all. How nice is this, huh?
Pretty amazing.
You sure?
Golly.
You sure? You don't miss that 110 degrees in the morning when you wake
not
up.
Not yet. No.
You open the door and it's a furnace in your face.
No.
You sure?
No. I'm gonna take this.
Okay. I'm gonna get used to this.
I'm gonna take this as long as it'll stick with us. I'll tell you. Was fortunate enough to spend a couple days up in Flagstaff at the Arizona State Historical Preservation Foundation seminar, and woke up Friday morning to drive home, and the car was covered in snow. I thought, oh, wait, check your calendar. What is this? Man, and then some of the prettiest colors driving home yesterday morning just through the Black Canyon City area and Sunset Point and all through Camp Verde, and the clouds were down low, and every once in a while you'd get that ray of sunshine in there and a little start of a rainbow over here by Jerome and then another start over here by Bear Mountain, and oh, it was just absolutely gorgeous. And even the drive in this morning,
it was great. I saw a beautiful piece of a rainbow, very, very vivid.
Boy, if you're listening to us still in bed, I want to tell you we've lost the sun because it's up high enough now to be buried in the clouds again. But boy, that little time at sunrise between the horizon and hitting the cloud cover, that sun and the light, as I came through 51 right through Piestewa Peak, you could see all the way to the Estrellas. And the Estrellas were like, had a spotlight on them. All of South Mountain was covered in cloud cover, but the Estrellas way out there is like a peak on the horizon with a spotlight on it. It's absolutely gorgeous. So, boy, we just have so much to be thankful for in this weather event. And the fact that it is a statewide event. It hasn't been isolated to any one particular corner. So,
you had mentioned the colors coming down from Flagstaff south on I-17. It's amazing. No matter what part of the desert you're in, what just a little bit of moisture does in a real short time, you realize how much really is alive out in the desert that you just kind of get used to and glance over after a long dry season. Just the amount of color that starts to show.
Yeah, I was surprised. On Monday morning, Jennifer took my sister horseback riding while she left me at the house with a list of things to get done.
Poor Rosie. Hey,
where's my
miniature violin, Mike?
And she was telling me how explosively yellow the palaverines were throughout the area they were riding in. Boy, I saw that myself driving up to Flagstaff on Wednesday afternoon. All
I don't know if
that.
The rain dropped knocked them off, but it would be worth a drive out like Rio Verde area. It was just covered. I've never seen it like that.
Which reminds us, we have our Arizona State Wildflower Photo Contest going on here at Rosie on the House. We don't know when we're going to close the contest. We don't know what you win if you win. We don't know very much about it. But because it was such a wet winter, and now we're following that with such a wet early spring, we have the potential for like we had a flower explosion, and then it got hot, and the flowers didn't last quite as long as we were hoping them to last. But this should give us a resurgence and a second burst. So if you've got photos, the only rules is it has to be wildflowers in Arizona.
This year.
And it has to be from this year. Email us your photos at rosieonthehouse.com. And probably here in about 30 days, we'll close the contest and call for a winner. And maybe we'll give the winner like a bonus Arizona staycation, a couple days stay wherever they'd like to go in Arizona.
So, that's info@rosieonthehouse.com.
There you go. Hey, well, speaking of this weather event, I just couldn't help but thinking about all you homeowners that love to get outdoors in Arizona. You listen to Rosie on the House. You take care of your home according to our guidelines and instructions and tips. And that creates some extra time for you to get out and enjoy Arizona. Well, I wanted to bring in Arizona's own wildfire expert and reporter from our flagship broadcasting affiliate, KTAR, Mr. Jim Cross. Jim, I don't know, man. This rain, rain in May? How peculiar is that? And what does that do to our rain wildfire season?
Well, it should. It's put the brakes on the wildfire season, which last year we were in by this time. Slide fire started about this time of year up in Oak Creek Canyon. We had more rain.
Boy, that was a monster. That was a mean fire.
That's a tough area. That whole that canyon's a blowtorch. But the fire guys did a great job to save Kachina Village, Forest Highlands,
Pine Flats. I mean, all of that. Oak Flats and all that area.
Yeah, it was a mess last year. What a difference, though. We had more rain yesterday, 0.9 inch, than we've ever had on any day in May. More rain just one day. And still some more rain coming in today. The last time we saw rain on May 15th was 1976. And it's only rained four times counting yesterday on May 15th since 1890.
Wow.
So this surprised a lot of people. And it does good things, especially with all that snow up around the Flagstaff area.
Oh, man.
Of delaying the fire season. That's not to say, you know, eventually when we hit the hundreds, 110s, the ones start up, especially in the desert, because this will fuel a lot of stuff growing.
I've got to get somebody from Coconino National Forest on. I'm sure you've got a contact that maybe you can hit me up with. Because I was disappointed coming through Schnebley Hill Road exit right there, how many dead pine trees there were. I have to suspect that's the bark beetle, right?
A lot of bark beetle kill.
Oh, man.
All across the state, really. And reason for most of the bark beetles going to town for the last 10, 12, 15 years, we haven't had, except for, 2010, any really good winters.
Right.
And so these bark beetles thrive when it's dry, and they could just go to town on these trees, and they really had their way with them.
That would be the one contributing factor to a potential wildfire season. I mean, acres and acres of dead standing pine trees.
Yeah, as soon as it dries out in the heat, you get a lightning strike off a monsoon storm in the wrong spot. Yeah, that could trigger one.
The last couple of weeks, has it just been good for Arizona? I mean, you were telling me about California.
I mean,
they've been crying the blues. Justifiably.
Well, I saw the fire maps about 2 weeks ago, and Arizona was had some red spots and yellow and orange, and California was like chocolate brown. I mean, it was just
the whole state.
Yeah. I mean, it was deep brown fire danger, the most severe, pretty much, I'd say 75-80% of the state.
Wow.
Now they've got hammered by this storm, too. They had snow up in the Sierras. They had 3% snowpack this year from what they should have.
I know, it was horrible.
So this added to it, it will help. You know, Texas, they had those big storms down there, and this was almost a case of too much rain in Texas.
Yeah.
But there were spots of Texas that were in complete severe drought that are now completely out of the drought, just off those.
One event.
Right.
A week event. I had lunch with a friend who had spent 2 weeks in Fort Worth, and he said, man, the storms went around us. We didn't see any hurricane activity, but virtually all the reservoirs are all but full. You know, the places, the meadows are greening up and the plains are grassing up, and everybody's pretty happy right now.
They should be. And Arizona, at least at the very minimum, like I said, it hasn't completely killed fire danger, but it has certainly stalled it, and it's narrowed that window that we have from what used to be like mid-May fire season until the 1st of July with the monsoons. But over the last few years, it's been pushed back into mid-April, 1st of April. So it's tightened up that window right now until the monsoon shows up. You always have your lightning strikes off the monsoon that, you know, pop some fires loose at the beginning of it before the heavy rainfalls start. But it really did shorten up the window.
Now, this rain could potentially sprout all new grass throughout the deserts. If we go 8 weeks without rain, I mean, that could possibly dry out. We have some desert vulnerability, but seems to me like the forest should be in pretty good shape for a great camping season.
Yeah, there are no restrictions right now up in the woods. Last year, that was not the case. We were in fire restrictions mid-April last year, campfire and smoke restrictions.
There were forests last summer that closed.
Parts of them.
Parts of them. You couldn't even go in the areas. Yeah. Or no camping, no nothing.
And now they're wide open. I mean, you might be dealing with the rain this weekend. Hopefully we get another storm. Hopefully this is not the end of it. I mean, we need two or three more of these. Don't know if it's coming or not. But
you're
a
hard man to please.
Well, I'll take what we've had so far. I mean, that's pretty amazing. I mean, we may never see this again.
Now, if we're draining the atmosphere of all this moisture now, is that going to hurt us in monsoon season?
Some of the old timers, I'm told, say earlier rains means it kind of stalls out the later rains. We'll see. Last year, we had a monsoon for the books.
We
had a big monsoon.
Yes.
We had the remnants of three hurricanes came into Arizona.
Right.
The strongest one here was Norbert, which just slammed us.
Right.
That was when we had all the freeway flooding.
That's
and then they
right.
said the severe flooding and strongest day of rain ever in the East Valley. I mean, it was crazy.
Yeah.
So we may see, you know, something along those lines again. The Atlantic storm season hurricanes is very weak right now, which usually means we get stronger systems off the Eastern Pacific. So we might pop loose another hurricane or two.
Now, go figure that out.
Yeah.
So what's happening over here impacts what's happening in Tahiti.
Yeah. And I tell you, another thing, this storm that just rolled through us, it's going to be interesting when it hits the Midwest to see if it does anything more out there.
Yeah. So. All right.
Now, you had mentioned those days from back to 18-something.
Yeah, 1890.
In that research or whatever that source is that tracks that, does it tell you what the fire season later that year was?
Boy, that would take some research, a lot of research. You probably could go back and tie in, you know, just those four wet Mays with how bad the fire season. I've never seen this here. I mean, I've been in Arizona 20 years. I've never seen a May like this.
You know, we got here in 65, and I can't remember a May like this.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I haven't lived through one, but it's certainly not what you think of when you think of May in Arizona.
No, we're supposed to be in the mid-90s right now. 95 is the average for this time of year, and yesterday we hit 76, and for most of the day, once those storms came in, it was down around 62, 63 degrees, so we were 30-something degrees below normal.
Nice. I mean, May, in my mind, being almost a 60-year resident here, is May's kite flying weather. It's always windy. It's always warm. You're always out in the park.
Oh, it's been windy.
Yeah.
We haven't missed the wind.
Yeah.
I keep putting away the winter clothes, and Carol keeps pulling them back out. It's like, okay, I'll wait.
I know.
May is usually very safe.
There were people posting last night on, like, Twitter that they were turning on the heat in their cars. I'm like going, okay, it's Arizona, it's mid. All right, so it's interesting. I mean, it's fascinating to watch it happen.
Mr. Jim Cross, the wildfire reporter and expert from KTAR, came in this morning just to help share with us and you, the Arizona Rosie on the House homeowner listener, the news of the spring. It's going to be a great opportunity, Jim. Thanks for coming in and sharing your wisdom with us. And I certainly hope your projection of shortening this window and a low probability of a wildfire season is right where we want it to be, close to zero. Yeah. And folks, that means get out. Enjoy Arizona. You need a place suggestion, a camping spot recommendation, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. More when we get back.